With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did I get here? Huh?
Hi, welcome back to Hidig. It's me, Alexa.
Hello, everybody.
Yep.
My ears, ow. Hello, everybody. My name is Jay. Nice to see you again. Welcome back. How did I get here?
Yeah. And you know, how did I get here? It's where we live our best lives on the internet and come out on the other side, knowing more but not feeling all that much smarter. It is 2021 and we still don't know what that means.
This is by far the most awkward intro we have ever done.
It is.
Anyway, please subscribe to the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, check out youtube.com/dietpods for the full episodes. How have you been? You want to talk about it?
I'm broken.
Oh my God. What is that?
A crutches.
Why?
Because my left ankle, she got messed up because I slipped on ice in the middle of the road and my ankle said whoop. And so now my tendon is out.
Ouch.
Correct.
No dancing for a while?
No, I can't even walk right now.
Oh, wow.
I can stand and I can temporarily put a little bit of weight in the left side, but not too much because that's just pushing it and it's like, no.
Okay. I see what's going on.
But you know, me sitting at home doing nothing gives me a lot of time to be on my phone.
Then just get a computer.
I have an iPad.
Did I say get an iPad?
Are you just trying to convince me to start gaming?
Yeah, get a computer. It'll eat up your life. It'll make you a true gamer. It'll make you a true human being. It'll manifest the best in you. You know, in life, you need a little bit of toxicity in order to survive. You know, fighting fire with fire. The earth is full of toxins. So if you fill yourself with gaming toxin, you are able to manifest that toxin in real life and use it as a weapon. As a toxic weapon towards the toxic people. Anyway, is Clubhouse the next big social media app?
Is it? So what exactly is Clubhouse? You said before we started this that you actually have the app now. Care to explain what it is, Joe?
I have one. It's exclusive invite only, kind of like Gmail back in 2000s when it was… Oh, you only get 3 invites but everyone can get one because literally everyone gives one to their friends. You get an invite… to Clubhouse and then you get like recommended or whatever and then you get invited. And it's like a place where people like congregate for a certain… It's like a forum. But then one person has a talking stick. And then that talking stick is voted to be given to someone.
Oh, it's a voting system?
Yeah. And it circulates.
Oh.
I think. I don't know. I've heard about it. I have one. But I haven't actually ever really used it. I don't see what I could use it for. I feel like I would just go into rooms and then just get the stick and be like… Each music you talk about, just leave.
That's not surprising. That would not be surprising.
I mean, I literally just go into Discord channels with my friends when they're streaming and just do that anyway. So, that feels like maybe it's like a marketing method. Like guerrilla marketing. You know what I mean?
I mean, because you use Discord. I use Discord. That can be used as a voice-only thing.
Alexa, you speak as if like you have like all this like… Never mind. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do you even know what Nitro is? Okay, never mind. Go for it. But, you know, just… Okay. Tell us about Clubhouse.
So, what is the Clubhouse app? It's basically a… app that lets you create and join rooms where you can then chat with others in a big conference call. There are no pictures, videos, or really even text. So, there's no chatting. Okay. Just audio. Users can join and leave the call at any time, turning any room into a public meeting hall. Clubhouse, like Jay said, is invite only, meaning that anyone who wants to join has to be brought in by someone who already has an account. You can still download the app and put your name on the waiting list. Oh, there's a waiting list. But there's no guarantee you'll ever actually get an account that way. So it's pretty exclusive. Like a club.
I mean, you… Exclusive. Great marketing, guys. I think you pretty much just get one if you want one.
Yeah.
If you can find one who has one, they can just send you an invite only.
Yeah.
And then you can just get one. It's really not a big deal. Mm. But I guess making it feel like a little bit more of a premier product through that invite only system makes it so it's a little bit more desirable.
Right.
Also, I'm wondering how much they paid Oprah and Mark and Elon. It's got to be like at least 10 million, right?
Who knows?
Oprah Winfrey probably cost like… I can't even imagine the amount of money that was invested into this. But I guess it was profitable. Seeing that it's become a staple product among Silicon Valley like companies, I guess. Why would they use this opposed to something else a voice call?
It's even used a valuation of over $1 billion even though it was founded less than a year ago.
Cap!
I don't like capitalism.
Cap!
You're saying cap and I'm just saying capitalism. I don't… No.
It's self-evaluated. That's cap.
I don't like this.
Cap.
Okay. Well, some people are saying Clubhouse might be social media's future. Tech analyst Jeremiah Ouyang?
Mm-hmm.
Who was one of the first to sign up for Clubhouse said the serendipity of the app. That pleasure of not knowing what's next. It's part of the drama.
How much they pay you, Jeremiah? How much they pay you?
But how is it like something that's so mysterious? How do you not know what's next? You're literally just talking on an app. I don't understand. Make it make sense, Jake.
It's like the forum. You know like those Roman forums back in the day when they used to have like a congregation of like 50 people sitting in this like ancient circular like dome-esque vibe-ish hall thing. And then like one person stands up and goes, "No, Caesar." You know? Like… It's like that, but like people get like a vote. You know what I mean? How much they pay you, Jeremiah?
How much?
How much they pay you?
Are they willing to take other people for bribes?
I can talk so much good things about Clubhouse. The most innovative, the absolute best app, better than Twitter, Instagram, my phenomenal experience. I met Elon Musk. I met my future wife. I made millions of dollars on Clubhouse exclusively. EjMusic@youtube.com. Ouyang has so far counted 25 tech companies attempting to launch Clubhouse competitors. Wow. By year's end, he expects there to be more than 100. The cost of entry is low, he said. Everyone is trying to give Clubhouse a run for their money right now. But Ouyang said he expects an at least 30% decline in activity on Clubhouse once pandemic-induced lockdown begins to ease. In other words, an app for spontaneous conversations may become less appealing when people have more options.
I mean, okay, I made sense of something in my head. I feel like this is the next cycle of like spontaneous communication. Because remember when Omegle was a thing?
What's Omegle?
So it was like chat roulette basically.
Oh, I know chat roulette.
Yeah. The spontaneous conversation. I guess because this was just said here by the Ouyang dude. But I don't know. I feel like that's probably what the appeal is. Because we can't go outside so we want to meet strangers. Is that what this appeal is?
I guess that kind of makes sense. But then, I mean like the gaming… I guess people aren't into gaming though. Because in gaming there's so many different forms of this.
Exactly. Xbox Live.
You just said Xbox Live?
Xbox Live. Discord.
What the hell? She just said… I said gaming has so many different forms of communication. She said Xbox Live.
I did. The casino,
holy
the chat.
Dude.
My brother played Xbox.
Holy
Leave me alone.
Dude.
I don't know anything. Clubbing with Neopets. Webkins. You know what's up that hand. Jay.
Somebody get me out of here.
Gladly. Goodbye.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Thank you.
All right. So can Clubhouse cash in? Quartz. Founders Davison and Seth, ex-Googlers, both are hoping they can crack the code for keeping influencers paid and avoid the cautionary tale of short-form video relic Vine, which lost a third of its top creators in 2015 after balking at their demand for a $1.2 million payout. Vine's successor, TikTok, has been more eager to pay creators and accommodate their requests. Dude, TikTok is… it's crazy. TikTok owns the music market now.
It's
insane.
Kind of scary the influence that the app has. Like, it's scary.
100 million. Clubhouse's January Series B funding round, which took the app to unicorn status.
What does that mean?
How did they make 100 million off the app?
No, what is unicorn status?
I don't know. Like
legendary?
Weird? Strange? Like…
non-existent?
An anomaly?
Ooh, big word for Jay. Okay.
An anomaly, you know? 180 total Clubhouse investors, including leading VCs. What's a VC? Voice chats? And a swath… venture capitalists. I don't even want to know what that means.
Nope.
And a swath of small independent investors. 6 million estimated number of registered Clubhouse users. 10 full-time Clubhouse employees as of February 10th, according to the financial… are you serious? Dude, you guys are making bank. $62 sale price for Clubhouse invites on Chinese marketplace app
Shenyu.
Mm. Wait, what?
If I'm correct, why? Clubhouse started in China, if I'm correct. Like, it got really popular there. Like, it wasn't developed there, but it got really popular there. That's how a lot of apps happen.
I can
though.
Sell my invite. I have an invite. Do you want to buy an invite?
I actually have
$15. Oh,
$15? You think I have $15?
I'll suffer. $15, DM me. but what? I mean, where do you make money from this? Is this from like advertisements?
I don't…
that are on the app?
I really don't understand how the economy works and how life works in general. But I don't know. Right now, it's the niche time for online and application development and everything. So I feel like… because we have things like TikTok, like we used to have things like Vine and Musical.ly, YouTube, you know, strictly only like viewable content kind of thing. But now that this is a voice only, I guess people are curious and that's why they're downloading it.
You know, it's funny. It's really sad because like people on Vine, of course, always go to Vine. But people more…
Vine.
Or like TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm.
But more people have Instagram.
Yeah.
Correct? Unless you're like a Zoomer generation, then you only have like… some people only have like TikTok. I've seen that as well.
Really?
Zoomers. Like Zoom. But the thing is… everything on TikTok ends up on Instagram anyway.
Because people screen cap it or like…
yeah.
It's just reposting. Social media, it's all intertwined.
It's like… guys, if like TikTok's great right now… but I feel like Instagram's just gonna last for a little bit more.
Must
just because everything… because you could see TikTok on Instagram… but you can't see Instagram on TikTok.
True. And you know the thing too… yeah. Instagram recently started doing their Reels feature… which is basically like… a TikTok on Instagram.
Dude, Instagram is just… Instagram is popping off. They're stealing things from everybody.
And aren't they owned by Facebook?
Are they now?
So in the end, it all goes back to Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
That strange alien looking man.
Genius. You damn genius. Okay. Man, I wish I was Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook is said to be building a product to compete with Clubhouse. You would be. You damn genius. Facebook has a history of breaking into new technologies and chasing different mediums that have attracted users, especially if those audiences are young. Mr. Zuckerberg bought the photo sharing site Instagram, the messaging app WhatsApp, and the virtual reality company Oculus. Really? What the hell? When all were small startups. I wonder if he profited because… he must have bought so many, like hundreds of companies.
What does he do with the money?
No, like he must have… Because like if you think about it, he's probably reinvesting it all into like other small companies. Facebook is also known in Silicon Valley for being willing to clone its competitors. Mm. Instagram 2016 copied one of the marquee features of rival Snapchat Stories, which allow users to share ephemeral videos and photos. Last year, Instagram debuted Reels, a TikTok-like video product, when teleconferencing service Zoom became popular last year. Facebook quickly created Rooms, a group video chat service. And this year, Facebook has been working on a competing product to Substack, the popular newsletter service.
So when is Facebook going to do food delivery at this point?
That's like, dude, that's
Zuckerberg, pay me for the idea. I just gave it to you. Food delivery, take it. Uber Eats.
Ooh, I wonder… Because Uber Eats is kind of expensive. I wonder if anyone will be able to beat out their formula.
I mean, I know they have like Postmates. I think that's another thing. I don't really know what's going on. But I never used delivery until I came here. So I don't really know what's going on. But Postmates and Uber Eats, those are the things I have.
It's super… It's like $20 to $30 for a meal.
Are you serious?
Because Uber Eats, like, you know how delivery in Korea is like $2?
Yeah.
Delivery there is like 10 to 15. It's pretty wild. Like, I tried having Chipotle delivered to me once. And it was like $20. I'm like, bruh.
Not on a college student budget. No, ma'am.
Yeah, that's just not realistic. Mm-mm. Especially during quarantine and with the amount of money that people are being given. Like, I feel like Uber Eats is a no-go. Mm-mm. But people are forced to use it because that's the only option.
Yup.
It kind of sucks.
That does, actually, a lot.
Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
I hope you enjoy your 10-year reign.
Zuckerberg, do something, please.
Eventually, Zuckerberg is going to come for your… and he's going to destroy you. Unless you let people have healthcare.
There
and
you go.
All those nice things.
There you go.
Don't be greedy, man. You never seen Lord of the Rings? Did you see what happened to Gollum? He was greedy and he got rocked. Like, you just don't be greedy. You be okay with what you have when you're, you know… You stop while you're ahead and then you just live a happy life. But then you go Smeagol on their ass and then you lose. And that's what happens in Lord of the Rings. I don't know. I can't say because I haven't seen any traction on it yet.
I haven't used it myself either yet, so I don't feel like I'm valid to give an opinion. But I don't know. I mean, it's not something I'm going to be able to freely use. I mean, it's going to take off for a little bit, but I think it's just going to become a fad like a lot of other social media. And again, because this isn't something that he nor I can use freely. I don't know if you can. You, maybe. How that work?
I don't know. I might just go into a call after this, see what happens.
Yeah. But I mean, because someone like me can't use it freely, I mean, I'm not the right market for it. So.
True. All right. With that said, we're going to go into our song break today with…
my song Burnout from my Revolution album.
My love on fire, don't wanna get day.
All right, great song.
Thanks.
Great song, great song. Burnout. Are you feeling a little burnt out?
Yes.
These days a little bit, just a little bit.
Yes.
Dude, I swear, man. I feel like everyone's come to like this pause mm-hmm. of just not wanting to get out of bed or do anything.
Mm.
It's weird.
Mercury is in retrograde until the 21st
God
of this month. And it affects water signs. You are a Virgo, but you're an air sign. So that shouldn't be that bad.
Maybe that's what it is. I just feel really out of the loop and I don't want to work. So I told myself, okay, March, I'm going to start writing for myself again.
There we go. That's good.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. And we asked you guys for some questions. So here are some of the questions that you sent to us. What is the earliest memory that you remember?
Ooh, that's a fantastic question considering I don't remember what I did yesterday. Long-term memory. Gotta
I remember mine.
What's yours?
I remember passing by a broken crane machine in Argentina when I was 3.
Oh dang, that's obscure but artistic.
That's all I remember.
Okay. Broken crane machine. Dang.
All right. What's the best non-dairy milk is our next question.
Almond milk. But also back in the States, I liked silk a lot.
What's silk milk?
Soy milk.
Oh, soy milk.
Soy milk.
Oh, silk. I'm allergic to soy milk.
Oh, really?
I heard almond milk is really good though.
I mean, oat milk's not bad either. Oat milk's pretty good too. But I mean, almond milk… I think I mainly started drinking almond milk here. I used to drink soy milk back home in America. But here, Almond Breeze is like a really big thing and I like that brand. So.
Wait, why do you guys drink milk? I think milk is weird.
Oh no, I don't drink it to drink it. But like, if I have cereal… I must hydrate the cereal, you know.
You want to know something crazy about milk? You know milk is blood?
Well, now that you put it that way.
Milk is filtered blood. It's literally… It would be red if it did not go through the filters.
You're
drinking
cow
blood.
Humans are the only creatures to drink milk past the infantile stage. And it's… I mean, granted it's cow milk or goat milk or whatever you drink. But like… Yeah. We should not be drinking milk.
Why are we drinking another animal's
because
blood?
Because some people like that for some reason. And then people like me are allergic. So I don't have to worry about it.
Lactose?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Exactly. You guys gotta bleed the almonds and bleed the oats and it's all good.
I wonder if that's still considered blood.
I mean, they don't have veins. I don't… They're not a living, breathing organisms. I don't think oat milk would be considered oat blood.
You don't care about oat lives? Oat lives don't matter to you?
Can I leave? Can I leave?
Damn, you're full
of cats. I'll crutch away.
Okay. If you have any more questions for us, send us questions with the hashtag HDIGH and let us know what should our next big question to search for be at Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Also, YouTube.com/Dive Studios and YouTube.com/Dive Pause for full episodes. TikTok at The Dive Studios. And don't forget to subscribe and to review this podcast. And we will see you guys again next time. Later. Whoop.
How did I get here? With Jay?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to… Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.